I should have turned the ringer off before I started this, but it's a good possibility the phone's gonna ring during this video. I was driving, just had a thought, and I wanted to pass it along to everybody. And I was going back to the days when I first started law enforcement, and namely on the road. Many of you know I was in corrections for 2 years before I got started. Very hard to get on the job here in Jersey. And then eventually I got onto the road a couple of years later. I was 22 when I hit the road. I was 19 when I started corrections. One thing that was interesting was, because nobody gave me any direction on what I was supposed to do and I had downtime, I just did what I thought I was supposed to do, right? I just did what I thought made sense. I did what I thought was important. And you need to start really thinking about what is important as a law enforcement officer, because only have so much time and energy in the day to use that appropriately. My advice is, you know, pick and choose your battles, but also like prioritize how you're going to spend your time. Guys, I can tell you right now that I was actually, look, Tom Rizzo's watching. Tom Rizzo, you want me to bring you on live? I can invite you in. You want to come live? Let's do this. Accept that. I added Tom Rizzo. Let's see if you're going to join us. Are you at work, Tom? You can't answer the, you know what it is? I invited you to join us live, Tom Rizzo, right now. That'll be such a spectacular little treat this morning if you decide to join us live. If he does, I've added the invite. Tom, try to join us live. Stop being a bitch. All right, anyway, so this car doesn't hit me next to me. I remember going out, right, during the day, working day shift, and, like, looking for kids who were cutting school and, like, bringing them back to school, right? Getting involved in things that I really had no business getting involved in. Yeah, is it a law enforcement objective to bring kids back to school? Guys, there was so much more going on, right? I just saw an old man in a car crash, and that's kind of what triggered this. Like, when you come to crashes, this is for the newer guys, you don't have to sound crazy or nuts or like all business. People are already down, right? Like, they're already like pretty upset, and there's no need for a police officer to show up and make things worse. We need to show up to these, especially car crashes when somebody is, you know, not having a good day, with empathy, with sympathy, expressing that you understand that what has occurred and you feel bad. Like, you know, this old man was sitting in this car and just sitting there like, he looked so sad, so helpless. The answer is, I can imagine my head, like, working in the town, it was Monroe Township, New Jersey, like, I'm sure you go to a lot of crashes and like people are just like, I don't know where my stuff is, right? Like, instead of like being like, oh, Jesus Christ, like, all right, don't worry, right? Like, I have a grandfather too in your mind. Like, I have a grandmother, I have a mother, I have a brother, I have a sister who can feel very similar to the way you're feeling right now. I'm going to have empathy and I'm going to treat you like I would want my family treated. That's how I'm going to behave. And this kind of couples in with that video I saw, and I don't know the details of it, of the woman at the football game who's not wearing a mask, and the cop, like, I don't know what he tases her. I didn't watch the whole thing. I actually couldn't watch it because it's hard to watch. Are we going to, you know, for a mask, start getting crazy, start getting nuts? Do we think that woman is a felon fleeing justice and we have the right to compel ID? So, but she's out watching her son's football game. You know what I mean? Like, different when you can compel ID and you're like, okay, this dude or this chick, they got warrants. Like, this one here, that's different, right? It's a different type of thing. Like, when somebody, but like somebody who's merely refusing to, like, so we have to prioritize what's important in law enforcement. Just know a lot of these small things, I'm not even making this, like, I can't be more clear than this. Like, it don't matter. Like, there's so many. I think about all the wasted time. All the wasted time of me doing things that didn't matter. I can tell you of times, like, reading the township ordinances. No bullshit. Reading the township ordinances. It's hard for me to even say this because of how embarrassing it is. And knowing that, like, you know, they would come into Monster and be like, eh, you know, we're looking out for, like, we want people who are doing yard sales to get permits. And, like, seeing somebody doing yard sale, don't want to be like, man, somebody, you know, like, you got to shut the yard sale down. Like, what was I doing? Right? Like, what was I doing? Oh my God, don't do things like that. Like, what was I doing? So much more shit to do. Like, there are so many people committing crimes, and is it worth the fight, right? Like, I'm not saying, like, lose because the person is trying to get over on you. I'm saying, like, what are we arguing about, right? Like, there's so many things we just have, you know, there's a lot more things we can spend time and energy and effort on than some of the silly shit we all do. And you just need to think about how you're going to act and behave while in the performance of your duties. I was the quintessential thing that makes my skin crawl today. I was it. Not for long, but for a long enough time. Why? Because the people I was working with behaved that way. So I started to behave that way. Not everybody, but some. Old school, 31 years in the job. That's how we did it in 83, right? Like, funny. It was horrendous. It was just not, I was not giving a good reflection on the badge and the uniform. I just wasn't. Like, I wasn't all the time, but like, there were moments where I'm like, oh, why would I say that? Why would I do that? Why would I behave that way? Right? Like, that was so, somebody was trying to be nice and I was trying to be tough. Like, think about, like, deep dive, soul search. You're here. We're not leaving. We're here, right? Nobody's going anywhere. Pendulum swinging back. No question about it. People have had enough. They're sick of this bullshit and the rioters. You're going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to swing back. And it's here. People had enough. They're sick of the bullshit. So you've made it. You've survived through it. But let's preserve. Like, let's preserve people holding us in good light. You know what I mean? Like, let's preserve why people should support us. Let's behave like people should support us. So think about, what am I doing as a law enforcement officer? Is it worth my time? Is it worth the fight? What's out there? What's happening? What can I be doing? You know, what's a good, like, am I polite? Am I empathetic? Do I go above and beyond? Am I going to listen to the people that I work with that are like, fuck it, write the paperwork, don't do shit, hand it over to the detective bureau, right? Like, ah, who gives a shit? It's not my job, I'm not a detective. Like, are we doing a little extra for people to say, hey, we know that you appreciate us and we appreciate you, and this is the kind of service you could expect to get when you call this place and we show up. You're just going to get a little bit more than what you anticipated to get. You know, are you going to take this? You don't got to be like everybody else. You don't got to listen to everybody else. You don't got to be like everybody else. You got to listen to them and not give a shit. Not everybody was meant to give a fuck and come out and do the job and be happy and, like, really enjoy it. And, yeah, you're going to have to deal with some shit sometimes. People being assholes to you. Like, that's just the way it goes. People were assholes in 85 and 71 and 62 and 94. Like, they were always assholes. Like, ask guys who are 30 years in the job. They've dealt with assholes for years. We just see a lot more of it because we have the internet now and social media. It's part of the job. Comes with the territory. But look, don't let it dissuade the person who doesn't need to be talked to like an asshole, who actually cares about you. And just think about that. Think about when if you're a ticket writing cop, like hammering somebody out tickets who was what? Running late to work, you know? That guy deserved, I remember being in muster and our lieutenant said to a kid we had in our roll call, he was going out and writing 21, 30 fucking tickets a day. And he's like, dude, why are you doing this? You know how expensive fucking tickets are in this state? You're literally going out and destroying people's lives because they're going a little fast. Right? What about the fucking drug dealers and the people targeting houses and committing fraud? And like, what are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? People hate the police. You're the fucking cause for it. Change. Be somebody else. Be the cop. Be the hero you want to be. Heroes don't ruin people's lives. Heroes help people. You get somebody, I had a girl one time, no bullshit, coming down a road in town that I worked in. She literally blows through the just about red, almost hits me as I'm making a turn. I pull her over. I come to the car and she's like, oh, here we go. I'm getting a ticket. I'm like, you gotta be a little more careful, right? And she's like, you're not gonna give me a ticket. I'm like, nah, I do the same thing too. I'm a human being. I made a mistake. She's like, I did make a mistake. I'm like, I know. Yeah, just gotta be more careful. You almost hit me, right? Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, that's it. She crossed paths with me, made the mistake in front. No, it's, don't worry about it. I'm not gonna take it. Nah, just be careful. Is everything okay? Just make sure you're all right. You know how far that goes? You know, one time I like hit my air horn at a woman who was like yielding in traffic and like was, I was like, what is this woman doing? I hit my air horn at her. And then I actually pulled her over to apologize to her. I'm like, you know, I'm so sorry. That's not the way I should be behaving. Because I'm in a black and white. And she's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, no. I had to stop you and at least tell you that I'm sorry for my behavior because it's improper. I'm a police officer and I shouldn't be acting like that, right? There should be a lot more professionalism. I know it sounds like, oh yeah, right, like it's fun, 26, 27, like being silly. Let's be silly with the people that deserve us to be silly with, not the people who, like, why would I do that to somebody? You know? Being fun's one thing, but like being an AH because you can be, right? Prioritizing what we're doing during the day. It's prioritize. What are we doing during the day? What are we doing during the night? How are we spending our time? How are we treating people? How are we talking to people? Are we a shoulder to lean on or shoulder to cry on, you know, a hug waiting for somebody who needs it? Are we treating things? I've told this story 1,000 times too. Like at a bar, some girl's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? I'm like, nah, I'm good. And she says, no, I want to buy you a drink because I've said this in class. She's like, and again, by the way, just let me rewind for a second. I didn't do like a lot of the things that I did when I was new. Nobody told me. Nobody took me under their wing. I'm like, eh, don't act like this. You're like, you're kind of talking shit, like doing things that, oh, I wish I'd go back and take it all back. But if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be here to be able to tell you, don't do those things. They make no sense. Anyway, back to this story. She said, you know, you may have heard the story before. I've told it before. I requested to join me. Love the message. I'm going to try to join Tom Rizzo. How the hell will I add you to this, Tommy?